Precious one, you're welcome to the Sydney Alamensa Podcast. Today, Reverend Sydney takes us through a series titled Life Reset. This is part one.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know how many of you have owned a laptop or a computer, and for a period of time you realize that it stopped working, and sometimes the system is clogged up. You know, you try to click something and it's frozen, and sometimes you get so much frustrated. You click, it's frozen. Sometimes you try to slap it to see whether it's going to work. Sometimes we turn the laptop, we hit the under, we think maybe some cable is disconnected. So I don't know why we do that, but I'm not sure whether it has solved the situation before. Sometimes we try to use our natural breath to blow the vent in to see whether there is some dust. We try as much as possible to make the computer work, and strangely enough, sometimes it starts working and then you see some error, some blue screen, and they will write something. I mean, how many of you can relate? Yeah. But in all these things, one thing that comes into your mind is for you to reset. Somebody say reset. Say reset. And sometimes it happens to our phone, and the only thing we can do is to reset. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And after reset, either you reset or you reboot. Either reset or you reboot. But sometimes, even when you reboot, it still doesn't work. But you have to what? Reset. Hallelujah. And I want to be speaking to you on a series, Life Reset. Somebody say Life Reset. Hallelujah. Please don't tag me to NDC. Amen. I'm preaching my word. Hallelujah. Say Life Reset. Now, people are like that because most of the times, and most of us, we have complicated lives. Our lives are very complicated, and there are a lot of different programs and different things that are running in our lives. They are running in our brains. They are running in the very soul of ours. There are many times where we see that we are overloaded. Somebody say, I'm overloaded. Say, I'm overloaded. Or touch somebody's hand real soft, not too hard, and tell the person, overloaded. And realize that we are overloaded. And in your life, you feel like you are overloaded. And because you are overloaded, the tendency of your brain shutting down is high. And I can tell that about, not here, but maybe run away or run for your life ministry, is 95% are depressed. Hallelujah. And it comes to that point where you need a fresh start. You need to reset your life. Somebody say, fresh start. You need a clean slate. You need to start all over again. Actually, you are not going to reset your life just once, but you reset your life many and many and many times in your life. Praise the Lord. And as we are going to go through this series, I want you to pay particular attention, because reset doesn't only happen to just one area of your life, but it happens to your career, it happens to your marriage, your relationship, your education, and even your l'argent. Hallelujah. And one thing that I know is that any time that you decide to reset your life, you are telling God that, Jesus, I come to you, give me a clean slate. Somebody say clean slate. Say clean slate. So what you are telling Jesus is that, Lord, give me a clean slate. And one thing that I know is that Jesus is the person that has the heart to give people a clean slate. He's so much excited anytime you come to him that, Lord, I need a clean slate. He's the person that can change life. He changed my life. He will change your life. And he's still changing what? Lives. He's still transforming lives. He's making people new all the time. He's transforming lives and lives upon lives and upon lives. Not only here, but even afar off. But one thing is that at City of His Presence, it's not about the aesthetics in this house. It's not about the light. It's not about the air conditioning and all that. It is about changing lives. Somebody say changing lives. Say changing lives. And that is what we are all about. We are all about changing lives. We are all about making lives better. Praise the Lord. It's not about this beautiful facility or what. It's about changing what? Lives. Praise the Lord. And that is our mission. That is our goal. Is in. He has the speciality of letting, transforming people and resetting the lives of people. He has the ability to reset what? Your life. And that is his speciality. Not only that, but when your life is messed up, when you feel that everything is gone, he is the one that you need to come to him to reset your life, not me. Praise the Lord. I want to believe that some of us, as much as our life is imperfect, as much as a lot of things have gone on in our life, it is the time, it is the curious moment for you to what? Embrace a reset in your life. Somebody say reset. Say, I don't know about you, but I know that I need a reset. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22 to 24. Ephesians chapter 4, 22 to 24. It says this. Is it there? Can you put it there for me? Ephesians chapter 4, 22 to 24. It says that you put off concerning what? Former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to what? Deceitful lies. Hallelujah. In other versions, it says that, so in regard to your former way of life. That means that we had a former life. And it says, in this regard to the former way of life, put off what? Your old what? Man. Put off your old what? Man. Some say, put off your old what? Self. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Put off the old attitude. Put off the things that what will not what help you. And embrace that which God is giving to you. Am I communicating here? So now God is saying that as you come to a place of reset, number one thing that you need to understand or you need to know is to embrace Jesus. He's the only one that can help you. But if you have to reset your life, then you have to put off what? The old self. Somebody say the old self. Say the old self. It's like when you have clothes that are dirty, that you need to put off all those old what? Clothes. And now wear what? A new cloth. And now you feel what? Fresh. Somebody say, I feel fresh. So he's saying that you are wearing some clothes, you have to change them. Change the old clothes and wear a new one. Praise the Lord. Change the old clothes and wear what? A new one. Praise the Lord. And he's saying that there are some things in your life that you have to shake it off. If you have to embrace a reset, then you have to let the old leave and embrace the new. Am I communicating here? But the question is that, how do I do a life reset? How do I reset my life? It doesn't matter whether you are in school. It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter, you know, whether you are in your 20s, whether you are a teenager, whether you are a young adult or what, it doesn't matter. Hallelujah. You need to what? Embrace what? Change. Am I communicating here? Praise the Lord. I want you to tap somebody's hand and tell the person that I need a life reset. Say, I need a life reset. Say, I need, tell the person, I need a life reset. Hallelujah. Amen. Before I can reset my life, I need to prepare. Somebody say prepare. But how do I prepare a life reset? Hallelujah. So my voice is very deep. All the minds are resisting me. Hallelujah. Before I embrace a life reset, number one, I need to ask God to do something new in me. Somebody say new in me. So I need to ask God to do something new in me. That is how I prepare for a life reset. Hallelujah. I prepare a life reset by telling God to do something new in me. I need God to do something new what in me. Praise the Lord. And you can mean business when you ask God that. You can just say, Lord, do something new in me. But sincerely, if you mean it, you speak to him repeatedly. Hallelujah. That you tell him that, Lord, I need you to do something new in my life. It's like when we get to it, we are getting to Christmas. And our children, I mean, those that can relate, when they keep asking you something, I need this, it means they are serious. But when they say it once, they don't ask you again. You can tell that it's not something that they really needed. So if I need a life reset, if I want God to sincerely change something in my life, my old ways, then I need to say it again and again and again and again to him that, Lord, I need a life, I need something to change in me. But God is saying that if I have to change something in you, you have to prepare. But how do you prepare is to tell him that I need something new in my life. Because if the old has to go away, then the new would have to come. Am I communicating here? Hallelujah. And God is saying that you need to be serious about it. Be serious about him changing your life. You need to be serious about him what changing what your life. It doesn't matter who you are. You can be a man of God, a woman of God, whoever you are. You need to intentionally ask God to change your life. Change your bad habit. Change the things that are not helping you. Now you might wonder, is it okay for me to ask God something new in my life? It's okay, because that is what the Bible says. Let's go to Revelation 21:15. It is okay. You see, God, Jesus Christ's description is like that. He changes lives. Somebody say he changes lives. Say he changes lives. Revelation 21:15. Jesus says that. Measure the city, its gate, and what? And its walls. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He has the tendency to detect everything that is in your life. Hallelujah. Everything that is in your life. He sees everything that is going in. So you can't hide it. You can't hide it. All that you have to do is to ask him. Praise the Lord. He says that I make everything new in your life. I am making everything new in your life. I am a person that changes life. All you need to do is to ask of me. Am I communicating here? And I believe it's a good prayer. It's a good prayer to say, Lord, I want to be intentional that these are the old habit in my life, and I want you to what? Transform my life and make everything new in my life. David prayed a prayer in Psalm 51, and he's telling God, 51 verse 10, he's telling God that create in me a new what? Heart. I love this verse particularly. It says, create in me. It says, God, make a fresh start in me. That's what he was saying. God, make what? A fresh start in me. What he's saying that create in me a clean heart. He's saying that, God, give me what? A fresh start. Am I communicating here? Give me what? Fresh start. Make me what? Anew. Because you wonder how David is praying this prayer. Because the next time you see, before David prayed this prayer, he has committed murder and he's stolen a man's wife. And in all of these things, he comes and he says, that, Lord, I need what? A fresh start. Somebody say, I need a fresh start. He says that, God, help me, let me reset my life. Because I have been an adulterer and I've been what? A murderer. And God, I need you to what? Give me a Genesis. Somebody say a Genesis. I need a new beginning. I need what? A reset. What that implies is really quite a good news. Because he admits that I need a reset in my life. And you see, God will not come to you and say, because of the many things you've done, time out, I will not forgive you again. He'll forgive you. But he wants you to be intentional that I want to leave my old habit and enter into what? A new one. A new one of not going back. A new one of embracing what Christ tells me to do. And for me, I don't care what you have done. No, I don't care. I don't care what you have done, what you have been through, who you've done it with. I don't care. All I came to tell you is you need a fresh start. You need a life what? Reset. Somebody say a life reset. Say a life reset. And that is what God is saying. He's saying that I know you are carrying baggages. You are carrying a lot of things. You are carrying guilt. You are carrying regret. You are carrying things from the past in your life. And you are wondering, you've done so many dumb things and all that. But he's saying that, listen, do not be a product of your past. Hallelujah. Neither be a product of your past or a prisoner of your past. The product will be there, but you can't let the product imprison you. Some of you cannot have life reset because your past has imprisoned you. You cannot go forward. Anytime you want to go forward, you are thinking about what happened in the past. Jesus said, forget about the old things. I am doing something new in your life. Hallelujah. You want to write this thing down. You are a product of your past, but not a prisoner of your past. You are a product of your past, but not a prisoner of your past. And now here is what God says about your past. Are you listening? Are you listening? Isaiah chapter 43 verse 18 to 19. Isaiah 43. This is how God says about your past. Isaiah 43, 18 to 19. It says what? Forget or do not remember. Nor consider the things of old. Other version says forget. It says what? Forget. Good. Forget what? The former things. Do not dwell on what? Listen, the past can kill you. It can kill you. Oh, now you must show. It says forget. And this is the word of God. It says what? Forget the former things. Do not what? Dwell on the... What does he add? Go to the next verse. Look at what he says. You see, when you forget the former things and don't dwell on the past, this is what he says. He says, so or see, I am what? Doing what? A new thing. So if you forget the past and you do not concentrate on the past, you embrace new. Somebody will say, you have to let go for another one to come. You can't keep holding it and expect that another one comes to you. It says that now it does what? It springs up. Do you not perceive? You cannot perceive it because you are dwelling on the past. You can't perceive it because what? You are dwelling what? On the past. Because if you do not dwell on the past, he says, I am making a way in what? In the desert. Because it might seem like tough. It might seem that it is difficult. It might seem like it is something that is very difficult he cannot do. But he says, I am the God that can make way even in the desert. Even when it seems it is impossible. How many of you have been to Dubai? I have not been there. I've seen it on TV. So let me be sincere with you. I'm being real. I can't come and tell you I've been to Dubai. It's not going. How many of you have been to Dubai? May some grace fall upon this house. Oh. Hey, this one, you have to stand up and receive it. I said, may some grace fall upon this house. May some grace fall upon this house. I feel say now call holidays. Ukopasa. Hallelujah. Oh, they may receive it now. Listen, I recently heard a story. Let me share. I recently heard a story, and a guy was moved from the village and he came to Takoradi. And when they opened his room for him, he has to stay. He knelt down. He said, Lord, I have not seen this before. And he started thanking the man, holding his feet and thanking him. Because now he entered the room. Everything is there. Air conditioned, fan. Everything is inside. At first, you know where he used to sleep? He was sleeping on the floor. Mato. Sleeping on the floor. Tontumu vino. And seeing this thing is like, no. You see, sometimes you have to be grateful. Hallelujah. I'm saying sometimes, but most of you will not be grateful. So let me give you a room. Sometimes you have to be grateful. Be grateful to God. Am I communicating here? Hallelujah. The only way you can effectively look into the future is to forget what the past. And all the rest of your life is in the future. It's not in the past. It can never in the past. It can never be in the past. And as I said, forget the past and dwell upon what? The future. And look at the next verse in James chapter 4 verse 2. James chapter 4 verse 2. It says, you do not have what you want because what? You don't what? Ask. It says you want something but you don't get it. You kill and covet, but you cannot have it what you want. You quarrel and fight. You do not have because what? You do not what? Ask the Lord. If you need a reset in life, you have to what? Ask the Lord. Am I communicating here? If you need a fresh start in life, you have to what? Ask the Lord. It's very, very important. You know, other than that, listen, we can sit down and say, Lord, I need a fresh start. I have blown it. I have made big mistakes. Mistakes. But Lord, I need revamping. Somebody say, I need revamping. I need a reboot in my life. Say reboot. Say reboot. Say, Lord, reboot my life. Hallelujah. And I pray that this series will bless you. I pray that it will bless you. I pray that it will bless you. God will give you a fresh start. God will give you a renewed energy. He'll give you a renewed spirit. He'll give you a renewed hope. A hope and a new heart. In the name of Jesus Christ. A second thing in preparation. Is to pinpoint specifically what I want God to change in me. Pinpoint it what? Specifically. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Don't come to God and say, Lord, change. What should He change in your life? Hallelujah. Amen. What should He what? Change what? In your life. So you need to pinpoint what? Specifically. That Lord, this is what I want you to change in my life. You have to clarify it. You have to identify that, Lord, these are the things that are going on in my life. I have to what? It has to change. That is why it's strange to me when people begin to thank God and they pray in tongues. You have to thank God for the things He's done for you. Be specific about it. Am I communicating here? Praise the Lord. You've got to identify the problems in your life. You've got to clarify the problems in your life to God. I cannot come as wholesale. I need to come as retail. Hallelujah. Am I communicating here? Tell God that, God, these are the things that I need help. I need help. I am habitually procrastinator. It's too much. People have even tagged me, you are a procrastinator. But it's just that they've not said it to your face yet. But Lord, I need what? A life what? Reset. Am I communicating here? There are many things in my life relationship that, Lord, I need a life. Be specific with Him. Be specific. And then He will help you. Am I communicating here? So I want you to take you to a personal inventory about certain things that you see that you need a life reset. But the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 5. 2 Corinthians 13 verse 5. It says that look closely at yourself. Look closely what? At what? Yourself. It's saying that examine what? Yourself. As to whether you are in the what? The faith. Is it there? Oh, let's read together. It says what? Examine yourself. So he's saying that do a little examination of yourself. You see, one thing that most of us we don't like is to do examination of ourselves and see actually where am I in life? One, where am I when it comes to my spiritual life? And that is the reason why we do not like to take expenses of even ourselves. Because when we take the expenses of ourselves, we will die. But sometimes when you have to be sincere to yourself, you have to take what? Somebody say a little, like not too much. A little. Say a little. A little what? Examination. It says that, do you not know yourself that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified? So it comes to a time where you have to what? test to see if you are really living what? In the faith of God. Where do I need this life reset? Has there ever been a time in your life where you felt you were closer to God, but right now you are not? If the answer is yes, you need a life reset. Has there been a time where you feel like you could pray much, but you can't pray much now? You need a life reset. Am I communicating here? It's very, very important. I have never been closer to God than I am right now. I've never been closer to God than I am right now. Then maybe you don't need a life reset. Am I communicating here? But how about I need that life reset, and it's important that God reset something in my life. So let me ask you, do you need a life reset even in your health and in your body? Can I have a witness here? Hallelujah. Like doctors are trying as much as possible to do something in you. Your metabolism is as slow as something. Hallelujah. Something is wrong in your system. And you are believing God that, God, I need a life reset in the priorities of God. Am I communicating here? So how about if you need a life reset in your priority? Some of your priorities are everywhere. That I need a life reset even when it comes to what? My priorities. Where am I spending all my time? Where am I all the time? What are the very things that are really important to me that I'm not doing? I need a reset of my priority. Are you noting it down? Hallelujah. How about your relationship? Do you have a relationship? Boyfriend, girlfriend, lover, friend, guy friend, woman friend? Hallelujah. How about your relationship? Is your relationship suffocating? Is it going in stagnation? Or is it deteriorating? Am I communicating here? Do I need a life reset in my relationship? How about your energy level? Is your energy level low or it is high? Do I need a restart in my energy level? How about your career? What is happening to your career? Is it your job? Is it something that you've lost? Do you need a life reset in your thought? Does it bother you? Do you need a life reset? How about a reset in your marriage? No marriage ever stands still. It's either you are getting closer or you are drifting apart. No marriage is a standstill. Do you need what? A reset in your marriage. Hallelujah. Some of us, we have married, we've fallen in love and love and love and love and love again. There's a sense of falling in love. Shake somebody and say, ay, 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 ay. Please, those that, hurry up and marry. Let me continue my message. Today I want to teach. Amen. Hallelujah. How about your routines? Some of you, your routines are out of whack. And the reason is that when COVID came, you had a very good routine. But after COVID, everything is gone. Hallelujah. When you knew some disease would attack you and you would die. And they've shown you on TV how you suffocate and die. And after seeing all these things, you can see that I need to put good routines in my life. But now the routines are not there. Do you need a life reset? How about the habit? Do I need to replace bad habit with good habit? How about in parenting? I'm speaking to parents here. That some of you need reset in your parenting. Reset with one of your sons, one of your girls, one of your boys, one of your adult child. Do you need reset in this area? How about your time and your schedule? Have you figured it out? How at first it was so good, your schedule was very, but now everything is everywhere. Everywhere. Do you need that life reset? My time is out of control. My schedule is out of control. How about your self-confidence? Do you need reset in your self-confidence? Listen, maybe you've not been rejected before, but rejection can kill self-confidence. Hallelujah. Can I relate to the guys here? or as you relate to the ladies, you call it what? Bounce. Pastor, you have where to. Let's celebrate Pastor Jesse. Bounce. I like it. Bounce. Hallelujah. So let me replace reject with bounce. Have you been bounced before? Can you imagine you tell a lady, I love you. A lady say, hey, what's it there? Go back, go and check yourself and come back again. And it will kill your self-confidence. Praise the Lord. And not only even just in relationship, but self-confidence can be killed in so many ways. Like you do something, somebody comes in, no, no room for encouragement. Sometimes sincere, but there should be room for encouragement, because it can kill what? Your self, what? Confidence. Am I communicating here? Any of you can relate? I can relate. Praise the Lord. So do you need the Lord to reset you in the area of your confidence? How about your finances? Are you in denial that you owe people? That you are in debt, serious debt. That any money that comes to you, it has to go and pay. And it's not like you are pretending that you don't owe. Do I need a reset in my finances? How about your dreams? Do you need a reset in your dreams? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And this week, I want you to be very intentional about this message. And look at your life and look at the areas in your life and so many of these things that I have listed. Even more and more. And ask yourself that, do I really need a reset? Now, if you are somebody here and you find yourself in any of these areas and indeed you need a reset, I want you to clap your hands for Jesus. Hallelujah. So indeed, if you have checked the box, then it means that you need a reset. But those that did not clap, it means you don't need a reset. It means you are perfect. I need to step down of this pulpit and give you my microphone to preach. It means that you are perfect. Hallelujah. But Jesus has a word for you in Romans chapter 12 verse 3. He says, do not think you are better than you really are. Romans chapter 12 verse 3. It says, because God has given me a special gift, I have something to say to what? Everyone among you. He said, do not what? Read it. Do not think. Mount of faith God what has given you. Praise the Lord. Am I communicating here? So you need to understand that you are not perfect. I am not perfect. You are not perfect. Am I communicating here? And therefore, no matter how you view your life, there is a specific area in your life you need what? A reset in 2025. Am I communicating here? Now, I want us to go to the last steps real quick. The third step of preparation is to find people to support you. Find people. Listen, you cannot do it alone. I know there are some people, they are macho spirit, macho body, macho mind, macho everything. You cannot do it alone. And that is why we have these communities. They are there to help you. They are there to support you. That is why you have your pastors. They are there to help you. They are there to what? Support you. Some of you do not come on community meetings. No matter how they call you, I don't need it. But the thing is that you cannot do it what? Alone. Because you are doing it alone, that is why things are not going on well. Begin to have the reset in your mind and tell God, God, give me a reset. But one way it can give you the reset is to be in what? A community circle. Ask somebody, which community are you? This is not to our guests, but this is to those that are here. Hallelujah. Which community are you? Am I communicating here? Hallelujah. But sincerely, for you to be part of a community, there has to be something called humility. For you to say that, oh, they say Monday, Wednesday, let's join Zoom. Friday, let's join. It takes humility. Hallelujah. Some of you are proud. That is why you can't join. I'm almost end of the day. What is this? Hallelujah. You need to be humble. So when people have told you that you are proud, you are wondering, but what is it that I'm proud? Because when I see people, I say, now my brain wants to say, you know, like, you think that kutu is humility? No, it's not humility. Not even joining your
community circle meeting on Zoom, it tells that you are not humble. Hallelujah. Because if you love the church, you love Christ, you will what? You will join. Now, why is it important to find people to support what? Your reset. It's very important. We need people to support our reset. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 12, quickly. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 12. It says that a person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Is it there? Can we read it together? A person standing alone can be attacked and what? So look at somebody, say, see that uncle nam lifestyle, you know, they want to tell, you know, you are standing alone. Praise the Lord. When you continue to stand alone, you will be what? Listen, you, some of you want to travel. It's good to travel. But I've heard in some places, it is so depressing. You don't even get anybody to talk to. Have you noticed those people outside, when they call you, they don't want you to go? Can I relate here? Can I relate here? There's nobody to talk to. Hallelujah. You see people, they pass by, especially if you are not lucky, your skin is not like Pastor Jesse, you know, and you are the other skin, they will move out. Have you seen that before? You pass, when you even try here, they also move here. You think that there is a problem. It is serious. And then you feel that much more what? Depression. But scripture says that a person standing alone can be attacked and what? And defeated. So some of you think, I don't need church, I don't need community circle meeting, I have to be alone. You will be defeated when you are alone. But he says that what? But two stand what? Back to back, they conquer. Am I communicating here? And they are even what? Better. Is it there? No, let's read the last word. It says what? Three are even what? And what? For what? A triple braided cord is not easily what? Broken. Three is even better. Not just two. Three is what? Even better. Praise the Lord. So God's antidote to take you out of discouragement and defeat is community circle. You need to be part of a community. If you are not here, you are not part of the community, change your mind. Immediately we close from church, come and see me. Hallelujah. I'll let the pastors do a presentation. Which community you want to belong? And then you choose. Hallelujah. The one that will present well, then you decide to go. This is marketing in Christ. Someone say, yeah. Hallelujah. And that is it. Because your earthly family will go, but your spiritual family will last. Go to some families, everybody is gone. Grandfather, grandmother, grandparent, cast everybody. So when you ask them, they say, oh, we are just two. Am I communicating here? But your spiritual family would what? Would last. Am I communicating here? Now the Bible says this particularly true for those of us who are Christians. Romans chapter 12 verse 5. It says that since we are all one body in Christ, we belong to each other. Each of us need all the others as well. You cannot do it alone. Our physical families, they don't last. But our spiritual families, they do what? They last. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1. It says that we should remove anything from our lives that will get in the way, and the sin that easily holds us what? Back. Other verses say the sin that beset us, hold us what? Back. And now if you ever gonna I don't know, but let me say this. How many of you have tried to start diet? Hello. Oh, come on. Hello. Hallelujah. You started diet. You want to reduce some things. It's not easy, is it? It's not easy. But before you do that, or before you start, you have to make sure that anything in your fridge that will tempt you, you have to take all of them off. All the butter, the chocolate, the ice cream lovers, are you here? Oh, come on, talk back to me. Hallelujah. That you cannot run away from the yogurt flavor. Hallelujah. Caramel. Some of you have to change your route where you pass home, because because it will always tempt you. That small money you have to keep to do certain important things. Today I want to teach. Hallelujah. Change your route. And not only the physical junk that you have to move them, you have to move the mental what junk. Some of you need to cancel some subscriptions on your phone. Some of you, you have to move from certain handles, because they can keep you, some of you, a whole 2 hours, you will flip. And you could have done 2 hours, you could have done a lot. But one video after the other, then somebody is laughing, jumping, and you scream. And you see the most insane aspect of it is that there is earpiece in your ears, and you are smiling, and your earpiece is not white, it's black, so we don't see. So people are like, is that person crazy or what? So you continue to flip 3 hours and you are still flipping. And it's true, because rich research has said it, that depression is highest in teenagers or in young adults, because of what? Social media. We are the highest consumers of social media. Highest consumers of social media. And a lot of things on social media is affecting our life. People have branded their life so perfect. Hallelujah. Am I communicating here? You see some, they've held their hand in, and it's entering your head. And you know, the guy you are with, that you are working with, you know, the guy holds your hand, but not so flexible, not so media TV, so you know, that sort of thing. And it's getting you to be what? Depressed. Hallelujah. And it's true. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 to 2, the CEV version. It says that we must get rid of everything that slows down our progress. CEV version. Give me the CEV version. It says we must get rid of everything that slows down our progress. Because we want to make progress, but there are certain things that will slow down what? Our progress. Especially those things that you don't want to what? Let go. There are some things you have to let go. These are habitual things that continue to hold you down. They pin you down and they determine your rising and your falling. They continue to hold you on down. Is it there? It says everything that slows us down, get rid of it. Look at somebody say, get rid of it. There are some people in your life, they are slowing you down. You need to get rid of them. And it's part of the life reset. Hallelujah. And that is why we have intentionally said that in 2025, as a church, nothing will slow us down. We will. Hallelujah. I think I'm going beyond my sermon. Let me take my time. Hallelujah. We have to be intentional. Am I communicating here? Look at somebody, say, that thing that is slowing you down, get rid of it. Don't get rid of it. Get rid of it. Hallelujah. Because there are sometimes you set your priority. This is what I want to do in life. This is where I want to go. But something, some way, somehow is slowing you what down. The Lord says that in 2025, you need a life what? Reset. So here is the question, right? This is the fourth question. And I want you to write it down. What do I need to get rid or let go of? What do I need? What do I need to get rid of or let go? Now, it could be a relationship that is pulling you down. Number one, it could be what? A relationship. Are you understanding me? We are wrapping up. It could be a relationship. It could be a friend that is not really being a friend. A friend that is dragging you down. They are dragging you to the wrong direction. Listen, you made certain declaration in 2025. Lord, this is where I want to go. This is what I want to be. But a friend of a friend, a friend of a friend, is dragging you what? Down and down. He's not lifting you up. But what? Listen, anybody that has not lifted you up but drags you down, it's not a friend. Period. And there is no question about that. Anybody that does not promote my vision and my dream, it's not a friend. They can profess that they love you and all that, but sincerely, it's not from their heart. I'm telling you, the heart of man is desperately wicked. They will make sure their own is well, but you, your own, no. Hallelujah. Am I communicating here? You see, it is easy to for somebody to pull you down. You see, lifting somebody up is not easy. But to pull down is easy. Very easy. It's easy for people to pull you down. Am I communicating here? So it's very important. Get rid. So look at someone, say get rid. Say get rid. So when I am trying to help them to pray, help them to love the church, what I'm saying is that align yourself with people that can help you. Am I communicating here? Some of you have never invited anybody to church. And you never invite till 31st December. Look at somebody, say, it's you I'm talking to. Hallelujah. Now, one of the things in the days ahead which we are going to look at is about attitude. Praise the Lord. Some attitude, they need to be cleaned out of our lives. We cannot praise those attitudes. These are bad attitudes. We have to throw them away. But how do you replace an attitude for 10 years or 20 years? Now say, man of God, how do I replace? How do I put it from my life? And let's read our last scripture, Colossians chapter 3, verse 7 to 10. Colossians chapter 3, verse 7 to 10. Quickly, please. We used to live. He's talking about before you became a Christian, you used to live according to your selfish what desires. Is it there? Let's read. And that is exactly what you did. Let's read. Next verse, please. And stop lying to each other. Your old way of life with its habit. Yes. Verse 10. More like your creator and you understand him better. You have to be more like your creator and understand him better. Am I communicating here? No insult, no filthy talk. Sometimes when you hear church people, how they insult. Hallelujah. The things that come out of your lips, and the same lips that is asking God for an answer. And you see, stop lying to each other. Am I communicating here? Stop lying. Let the old habit go off and put on what? The new. That is a reset. Please be up standing on your feet. I believe it's a good place to clap your hand. Look at somebody and say, that is a reset. That is a reset. And that's what we are going to look at. And the pastors here, we are going to teach it for this month and beyond. Hallelujah. And that is a reset. You need to reset what? Your life. You need to ask God that, God, I need you to help me to reset what? My life. Hallelujah. Now, before we pray, 1 minute before we pray, I want to give you a background of what it means, or what it means to reset in the Bible. Hallelujah. And you have said reset, but where is it found in the Bible, the word reset? And if you look at the background history, you understand that the nation of Israel, they were beaten in war by the empire of Babylon, which is present day Iraq. Hallelujah. And they were put as prisoners and in captivity for so many years. And it is said that they even destroyed Jerusalem. And whilst they were in this place of captivity, they were very discouraged. Their minds were down, but God was still assuring them. So God comes in and speaks to the prophet Isaiah.
in Isaiah chapter 54, and he's saying that the mountains may shake and the hills may crumble. In other words, everything may be falling apart in your life, but my unfailing love for you will never be shaken. My unfailing love for you will what? Will never what? Be shaken. Everything else may be shaken in your life, but my love for you will never be shaken. Jesus saying that my love for you, everything will shake, but my love for you will not be shaken. Somebody say Jesus loves you. Come on, say Jesus loves you. Listen, I don't know what you feel right now or what you are suffering, what has ravaged your life. I don't know. But he's saying that I love you and I can help you reset your life. He says, I can help you reset your life. I see God lifting men in this house. I see God resetting lives in this house. In 2025, you'll be a better person. In the name of Jesus Christ. You know why? Because God has a lot for you. Say, he has a lot for me. How many of you feel you are blessed? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, God is saying that I'm going to rebuild your, you know, there are some things I have to move them and bring other ones inside because of where I want to send you. Am I communicating here? I said the last time, mu character kan 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 bonsa, but you are praying, Lord, give me that man. Some man also ye training no, nyame building no, and that character you cannot fit. After the man of God said, look at the marriages that are collapsing. After 6 months, I said, I do, but I don't do. It's collapsing. Am I communicating here? Hallelujah. There is something that God has to what? Has to rebuild. He has to change it what? In your life. Am I communicating here? But it's so marvelous here because God says that I will rebuild you with priceless jewels. Go to that verse for me. He says, I will rebuild you with priceless what? Jewels. And I will reset. He's saying that I'll rebuild, meaning that I will what? I will reset. What are the priceless jewels? Sapphire. Hallelujah. He says that I'll reset your foundation with what? Sapphire. Am I communicating here? How many of you have seen sapphire before? How many of you have seen that before? That precious jewel, have you seen it before? Hallelujah. Media, you are fast. God bless you. Hallelujah. It's even precious than diamond, though. Am I communicating here? It's even precious. And he says that I'll rebuild you. And it's very expensive. Very, very what? Expensive. And can you imagine that Lord saying that I will rebuild you with priceless what? Jewel. These are priceless jewel. These jewels, these are fine. Don't see them around, no. The ones you see and they are fake. They are even expensive than diamond. I'm telling you. Very expensive. And he's saying that is how I'll rebuild what? Your what? Foundation. I'll rebuild your foundation with precious jewels. I want you to lift up your right hand. Listen. In 2025, God wants to do something great in your life. But sincerely, he wants to rebuild you. He's telling you that there has to be a life reset. So 1 minute pray and say, Father,
help me.
Reset my life.
Reset my life.
1 minute, begin to pray. Pray 1 minute, begin to pray.
Reset my life, oh Lord. In the mighty name of
come
Jesus.
On pray, come on,
Father,
pray.
I pray.
Is that how you are
if
praying?
There is
come
anything
on, pray.
In me,
pastors,
that
pray,
not glorify
pray.
You. If there is anything in me that does not glorify you, Lord, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That was such a powerful message from the man of God, Reverend Sidney Alamensa. I believe you have been blessed. God bless you for staying tuned to today's sermon. And shalom.